Sean, tell us about your experiences so far in Belarus. How's it been?
It's been awesome. Obviously, it was an honor to get named to come over here, and it's my first time, so I think it's been fun, and I've been learning a lot here, so I think it's going good right now, and I'm looking forward to the quarterfinal game tomorrow.
Well, what's this group like? What's the mix of this team?
Yeah, it's a good group. I think there's a pretty good amount of young guys on the team here, so I think it's a fun atmosphere, but then we got a couple solid veterans in the room to keep things calm and stuff like that, so I think it's a good mix, and I think it's going to be a successful team here in these next couple of games.
What's it been like for you? Because you've got just one season under your belt in the National Hockey League, so you're still getting to know a lot of these guys. Has that been a pretty easy adjustment?
Yeah, I think so. I think now as a hockey player, you got to adjust to things like that all the time, so it's been good, and I think there's a lot of guys that you just fit in, so I think it's been a lot of fun, and it's good to adjust to play with these guys.
Flames forward Sean Monahan's with us at the World Hockey Championships representing Team Canada. They take on Finland tomorrow in the quarterfinal round. So in terms of adjustments, what have been the biggest ones for you?
I think the biggest thing, obviously, coming to Europe is probably the time change. You got to adjust, I guess, your sleeping patterns and stuff like that. But on the ice, it's a little bigger of an ice surface. So I think you got to change the style a little bit, but at the end of the day, I think you just got to play the game the right way, and I think it'll reward you.
But the adjustment to the time change, that's not something new to you. Like, you've done this before, right?
Yeah, I had under-18s in Czech Republic, so it was a pretty big time change there, too. But I think then it was a little tougher. I think being here, I don't know what it is, but it hasn't been too bad for myself.
So what are the biggest issues with such a time change like that? Like, how come it can be so difficult to adjust to?
I think just when you're trying to get your proper rest and stuff like that, I think obviously before games sometimes you take pregame naps in the NHL, and when you're here, it's sometimes tough to fall asleep and stuff like that. So I think your game rituals before games and stuff like that change. So I think you got to adjust that and be mentally ready for when the puck drops.
How would you define your role? What's your role been on this team so far?
A little bit of everything. I think I started as a 13th forward and had a few good games, and been put in a couple different situations. But I'm willing to do anything here to help this team win, and whatever situation it is, I'm ready for it.
Knowing how much you were playing at the NHL level prior to this and then kind of being the 13th forward to start this tournament, how hard was that to adjust to?
It's obviously a little bit tougher if you're only getting limited ice time and it throws you out there for a shift, but I think you got to be ready for that. It's hockey, and once you get on the ice, you got to be ready at all times. So I think it's something that obviously is hard, but at the same time, you got to be good at that. So I think it's always a challenge.
What's the style of hockey been like? Any different than what you're used to?
Yeah, I think there's more puck possession over here. Just people carrying the puck and having a little more time. I think that might be due to the ice being a little bit bigger, and I think that's probably the biggest difference.
With Sean Monahan of the Calgary Flames and Team Canada getting set for Finland at the World Hockey Championships in the quarterfinals. So let's go through this tournament for the team. It started with that loss to France, but it's been really good since that point. How has this team kind of grown since that first loss?
Yeah, I think that was a good wake-up call for us there. Obviously, there's a lot of young guys that came over here, and I guess some guys, it's the first time, so we didn't know what to expect, but they play hard over here, and every team in the tournament's a good team. So I think after that game was a good wake-up call, and as a group, we regrouped and came together, and I think we're really starting to roll right now.
How quickly did it take for you to kind of understand how important it is for some of these countries?
Yeah, for sure. This is huge for some of the countries, especially playing teams like Canada and the U.S. and stuff like that with a lot of NHL players on the team, and obviously, they're here to win, and we're here for the same reason. So these games are intense, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
How much of a test do you think Finland will be tomorrow?
They're going to be a good team, so I think it's going to be a hard fought game, and it's to move on to the semis. So everyone's going to be doing whatever it takes, and I'm excited about it for tomorrow.
Hey, Sean, thanks so much for taking some time out this afternoon. Have yourself a good game tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you. Take care.